Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 22, we were taught that our responsibility is to witness the Word of God, and the response of the hearer is the burden of the hearer. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's as the parable of the sower. It's our responsibility to sow or witness. God holds no one responsible, however, for how the unsaved respond to our witness. Mine is only to preach it. The results are the burden of the listeners. Ours, yours, mine, all of us who are in Christ, ours is to witness the gospel. But again, the results are the burden of the listener. The Word of God doesn't leave men where it finds them, because it doesn't return unto him void, as we read in Isaiah 55. Giving the Word of God, which is our duty, to give the Word of God to others, will either make the hearer harder, or it'll soften their heart toward repentance and faith. I like what Henry Morris has written here following this verse and the statements that he makes in his notes in his Defender Study Bible. He says, the word still could be translated more. That is, those who refuse the righteousness of Christ in this life will not show regret or repentance when consigned to hell in the future life, but will increase in ungodliness and ugliness instead. That may even be part of hell's torment, existing forever in an environment of increasing corruption. Those with Christ, on the other hand, will continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I believe that Henry Morris hit it right on the head. And that takes us on to verses 12 and 13, where we read, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. I give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now, must be kept in mind, the Lord Jesus Christ here, in verse 12, is speaking. And he gives the second, come quickly. The second time he says, behold, I come quickly. The rewards here do not speak of crowns, as he says that he has his rewards with him. My reward is with me. Because his reward is all these people the Lord gave unto him. We are his inheritance, as we are joint heirs with him. So it's not really speaking of crowns, since the crowns were already received back in chapter 4. However, in that his reward is with him, it might refer to the realms where we shall reign upon this earth with him. We're reminded of Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 11. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, in other words, the whole earth, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Oh, yes, he's going to set it up as it ought to be set up. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 10, it says, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And so we see the Lord is coming, the reward with him, going to come to this earth and set up this kingdom and set the people in place. Now, according as his work shall be, shall looks forward to the future, not back at this earthly life. The word quickly, the Greek scholars tell us, has not only the sense of soon, but the manner in which it will happen. It'll be sudden, unaware. And so we're seeing here that as they show the Lord Jesus coming with his reward with him, he's bringing the rewards, he's bringing how men are going to reign through the millennium and perhaps on in through the eternal kingdom. His reward is with them, and he's going to give to every man according as his work shall be. In other words, in what they're going to be doing, that's the way he's going to be doling it out at that time. Now, we aren't saved by good works, but rewards will depend upon the work we've done for Jesus Christ in this life. But let me caution quickly here. We're rewarded for the work that he has called us to do, that he has instructed us to do in his word. You see, some people will go to a church and say, well, I want to do this, but I don't want to do that. I've had people said, you know, I want to be a Sunday school teacher. And I've said, well, okay, great. Here's some fourth grade boys. Here's some third grade girls. Here's some of this, some of that. And, well, no, I just want to teach adults. That's where my calling is, to teach adults. Well, I don't want to work on that bus route. I want something that's different. And usually what they want that's different is something that has a little bit more respectability, that whatever that is to them. And so they're choosing what they're going to do for the Lord, not allowing the Lord to choose what he wants them to do. Well, when people go to church, I don't care how good the church is, but we're just choosing, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that because it's what I want to do. That's religion. That's not righteousness. We must have the attitude, thy will be done. Is that your attitude, my friend? Now we look at verse 13. And verse 13 is actually three ways of saying Psalms chapter 90 and verse 2. Now again, verse 13 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Well, you go to Psalms 90 and verse 2, it says, before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He is merely saying, I guarantee it. Isn't that great? He guarantees it. He's at the beginning. He was there. At the end, he's still there. And so, my friend, he is the guarantee, because from everlasting to everlasting, he's God. Now, we have an understanding of to everlasting. We say, well, that means without end, and it'll just keep going on and on and on and on. But from everlasting, without beginning, he always was. And sometimes that's harder for us to really contemplate in our minds and understand that. But because he's from everlasting and he's to everlasting, he is the guarantee of what is being said here. And that takes us on to verses 14 and 15. He says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates of the city. Now, what an eternal contrast that is seen here. The importance of obedience is being stressed. And, of course, that obedience is to God. People who use the word liberty, to be free from obeying God's will, find verses as these will haunt them in eternity. Note also these following verses. In John 14, verse 15, he says, if, now understand, if is a conditional word. If ye love me, Jesus says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. In other words, Jesus is saying, a lot of people would say, I love you. And I think the word love gets thrown around more today than perhaps any time in the past. But here Jesus is saying, if you love me, you'll prove it. You'll show it. It'll be known in that you keep my commandments. You can say you love Jesus all you want, but if you're not keeping his commandments, the Lord sees right through that. You might fool people, but you don't fool him. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. There are people who say, I love God, but boy, Sunday night they're not going to be back for church. Wednesday night they're going to not be back for church. They'll say, all for Jesus, all for Jesus. And they can't give up all of their programming on Sunday night. They can't give up their recreation during a revival meeting. All for Jesus? What a blasphemous lie they sing. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Then in John 15, verse 14, he says, ye are my friends if, there's that conditional word, if you do whatsoever I command you. Not what you choose to do, but whatsoever I, God, command you. And he says, if you do. Now, the word do is in the Greek tense that expresses continual, repeated action. It's not referring to something you did one time in the past. No, sir. This is speaking of folks who continually to do. So if you continually do whatsoever he commands you. But how do we keep his commandments? Well, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Friend, we will fail, but we have a forgiving Savior. And I believe Proverbs 28, verse 13 states it best. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. There seems to be greater reward for some than for others. And whereas 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11 through 15, speaks of the people who are saved so as by fire, this seems to look at those who are in the kingdom of heaven that have greater access and honor from Christ. So rather than look at those that are saved so as by fire, this is looking at the ones that have the highest honor before him. And these were the friends. These were the true lovers of Christ. They kept his commandments. They would do whatever he commanded, whether it was convenient, whether it was easy, or whether it was hard.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.